Good morning, buenos dias. How's everybody today? Everybody doing well? Yay, okay, awesome. How are you at home? I know the people who are here look like they are ready to rock. Everybody seems super happy today. And I hope you're feeling that way at home too, because I know we're still being safe about COVID and everything, but hopefully soon, prayerfully, we will get to be all back together, gathered here on the steps. But so today, I think everyone's having a good day. But have you ever had a day, guys and gals, where you wake up and things just don't seem right? You go to the kitchen for your favorite bowl of Fruit Loops and there are no Fruit Loops. Or you go to catch the bus and the bus driver drives right past you. And you're like, uh-oh, how am I going to get to school now? Or you get to school and you forgot your homework. Okay, that would not be a very good day. Has anybody had a day that's that bad? Maybe not quite, but every once in a while we have a bad day. And I know we need ways to, you know, help us through it. And that's what, in our scripture today, that's what we're talking about, how Jesus really helped each of us who were struggling. And if we were having a difficult day or a difficult life, we could turn to him, and he's teaching us that God is with you. If anybody's mad at you, like if a friend was mad at you, God is with you to help you through that. And you feel all alone, God is with you. So sometimes we just pray, and we feel God's presence, and he helps us through those situations. So Jesus shows us no matter how our day is going, we can invite God into our daily lives for his help. Let us pray. So close your eyes, put your hands together, and you can repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for Jesus, who shows us how to receive your help and direction, so that even on our worst days, you are with us. All right, let's go to children's church. We're going to make a fun craft. Jesus heals our hearts.